It Can't Happen Here, an adaptation by Tony Taccone and Bennett S. Cohen of Sinclair Lewis's 1930s novel about a fascist takeover of the United States, opened with previews at Berkeley Rep on September 23rd. On that date, Trump was closing in on Clinton, and if you came to a preview, Act One, which is about the run-up to the election, might have sent chills up your spine, though Act Two, the degeneration of the U.S. into a fascist state, would have felt too distant. A week later, after the first debate in the change in Trump's fortunes, on opening night, the first act felt lighter, almost comic, in its parallels to the modern Republican Party. The second act, though, felt like a sanitized rehash of Nazi Germany. Now, today, as the play passes the midpoint in its run, It Can't Happen Here takes on a different resonance. Sure, Act One's parallels to this election remain both funny and frightening. But as we watch Trump implode, as his victory parade marches away from his grasp, the importance of Act Two becomes clear. It can happen here, and this is what it would look like. Tony Taccone, artistic director of Berkeley Rep and co-adapter of the play.
What Lewis was doing in that novel was he was not just writing about Huey Long. He was writing a novel depicting the American pathology that allows demagoguery to take hold.
Sinclair Lewis and his adapters have put us in the head of a rational man, someone who was aware of what's happening, and we follow him and his family.
Doremus Jessup is the liberal editor of a paper in Vermont. A very, very well-read, self-assured, good guy who is jarred relentlessly out of his relative complacency as the oncoming tsunami of demagoguery hits his family, himself, his state, and his country.
The adaptation makes no effort to separate out today's reality from Lewis's. The actors speak with the audience and sometimes, as narrators, point out the parallels. While that works as a political device, it often distances us from empathy with the characters. Luckily, the performances of Tom Nels as Doremus and the actors as his family and friends help bridge that gap. And it's that bridge that makes the play all the more terrifying as we move into the second act.
Lewis's great strength was not as a stylist. It was not about character. His great strength was as a thinker. So his vast epic portrait of America is what's thrilling about the book. And his ability to understand how political ideologies work and the systemic problems that America has, both in terms of its social systems and its belief in democracy, but when global events become terrifying and the population becomes subject to fear and ignorance, the conditions are ripe for this kind of thinking to sway popular opinion.
What makes It Can't Happen Here a must-see in these troubled times is that Donald Trump imploded because he was a sexual predator. He did not implode because he was a racist, a bigot, a demagogue, or a crypto-fascist. It not only can happen here, but if we don't watch out, it will. It Can't Happen Here, adapted by Tony Taccone and Bennett S. Cohen, from the novel by Sinclair Lewis, directed by Lisa Peterson, plays at Berkeley Rep through November 6th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.